Since February, a blog written by a woman living in Syria has been attracting more and more interest. Entitled A Gay Girl in Damascus, it described life in the city amid the growing unrest and was written by Amina Abdallah Araf Alamari, a 25-year-old half-Syrian, half-American lesbian. There was a photo of her too. The blog came to the attention of other bloggers and news organisations around the world, including the BBC. Here's a sample of what Amina wrote.
We had a visit from the security services. Everyone was fast asleep. I woke when I heard the clamor and immediately guessed what had happened. So I pulled on my clothes as fast as I could and stumbled downstairs to the courtyard. My father was already out there. He hadn't bothered to get dressed at all and was wearing just a nightshirt. He was already in animated discussion with them. When I appeared, one of them nodded. That's her.
Last Monday, a post by Amina's cousin said she'd been seized by armed men believed to be members of President Assad's Ba'ath Party. That news was reported around the world. An online campaign began to have Amina released. The trouble is, Amina and her cousin don't exist. The words were written by Tom McMaster, an American student who's studying at Edinburgh University. I asked him why he'd pretended to be a Syrian lesbian.
I was active in assorted discussion lists on politics, science fiction, history. And I noticed that a lot of times there would be some essentially ignorant and stupid comments regarding the Middle East. And I found myself saying, hey, that's wrong. And when I did, I mean, this is during the first Bush administration, and I don't know if you remember how political situation in the U.S. was at that time, but saying that, you know, this Iraq war invasion is stupid and it's going to end in an enormous mess, as Tom McMaster would get the reaction of, why do you hate America? Why do you hate freedom? And instead of saying, well, what's your reasoning behind that? So I created a name to write comments on that, instead of getting an immediate response like that, got much more of a, what makes you say that? And then I could expound, because people would say, well, you know, here's a girl from the region. She must have some kind of insight. And, you know, that was kind of what I worked with from there.
Why did you stop in the end? Why do we now know that it's you?
As the situation in Syria has escalated and gotten more and more world attention, and as the blog I created has gotten more and more world attention, I realized that, you know, I need to get out of this. Things had just suddenly ballooned so enormously. You know, I had gone from the first, you know, month that I'd had a blog, I think I had 72 hits. It had gone up to, I believe, 300 when I posted the first entry about the visit from the secret police. Within a couple of days, it had passed over the 200,000 mark. And that was not something I expected. I didn't expect at any point that I was ever going to get anything, any kind of attention. I mean, this was just a very obscure thing that I thought I was doing.
When did the guilt set in?
I've been feeling bad about this all along, because there is the thing of I'm creating a false identity and leading people on, which is never good. As it got more attention, the worse I felt. I mean, I began thinking, how can I just get rid of this and close everything, delete everything? But it seemed like I was always one step behind.
Do you want to apologize to anyone?
First, I'd like to apologize to all the bloggers in the Middle East, the real bloggers who are the real heroes, who, when something happens to them, people may say, oh, well, this is just another hoax. And I think that's a group of people I've hurt. I'd like to apologize to a couple of people as individuals, Elena Lechik, Sandra Bagaria, Scott Poulter, and Paula Brooks, all of whom I owe a deep personal apology to, and all of whom will be getting a personal apology from me.
Well, with the case of Elena Lechik, this is the woman whose photograph you used for your blog without her permission, without her knowledge. She's told the BBC today that you've damaged her privacy, that her image has been all over the press. She feels at risk as a result, and she's going to take legal action against you.
Yes, I had not heard that, and I understand why she might want to. I have not tried to defame her in any way, and I
You used her photograph and represented her as a lesbian woman living in Syria.
Yes, I did. And I apologize for that. I did not mean to hurt her or anyone else. I never thought that this would get so big that people would notice.
Can I redo you something that Daniel Nasser, I can only assume it is Daniel Nasser, a gay man in Syria, who's written, "I'm so outraged I can't even type well." I'll quote this directly. "Because of you, Mr. McMaster, a lot of the real activists in the lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender community became under the spotlight of the authorities in Syria. These activists, among them myself, had to change so much in their attitude and their lives to protect themselves from the positional harm your little stunt created. You have, sir, put a lot of lives, mine and some friends included, in harm's way so you can play your little game of fictional writing. You took away my voice, Mr. McMaster, and the voices of many people who I know. To bring attention to yourself and blog, you managed to bring the LGBT movement in the Middle East years back. You single-handedly managed to bring unwarranted attention from authorities to our cause, and you will be responsible for any LGBT activist who might be yet another fallen angel during these critical time. I'm outraged, and if I lived in a country where I could sue you, I would." What do you say to that?
I absolutely understand, and I understand the rage at me, and I think it's completely appropriate, and there are a lot of people who would be perfectly within their rights punching me in the jaw.
Isn't the problem, and that's what this writer was trying to get to, that some people's lives are now in danger?
Yes. My intention was never to hurt anyone. In fact, the only intentions I had, besides my own vanity, was to draw attention to...
Yourself?
No, to what I believe are important issues and different perspectives. And I didn't think that, A, I was going to get as much attention as this. And second, I'm somebody who feels guilt a lot, and I'm feeling incredibly guilty about hurting people and harming causes that I personally, as a human being, believe in. I mean, when I was writing as Amina, putting forward political ideas, I mean, these are things I, as Tom, agree with. I mean, these are politics and positions that I strongly support. All I can do is to try to begin making amends to the people I've hurt.
How are you going to do that?
I'm going to make personal apologies to the people I hurt as individuals. And I am trying to come clean. And I want, you know, people to realize that one of the things that's really important is that there really are real issues with real people happening right now. And that was part of my wanting to get rid of this entire blog and trying to come up with a scheme to do it. It's like, I want people to focus on the real heroes, the real victims, and what's really happening, and not about me, not about me hoaxing, not about my fake personality, none of that. That's not what matters. What really matters is that the people in the streets in Syria, in Egypt, in Tunisia, and across the Arab world are taking their own destiny into their hands. And it's probably one of the greatest, most important moments in history that we happen to be witnesses to.
Do you intend to find another way of working through your issues?
I will be continuing to work on my fiction and my academic career and trying to put one foot in front of the other.
And why, Mr. McMaster, should anyone listen to anything you have to say?
Well, the only reason I can think of is a simple one, that obviously I can write convincingly.
But you're a liar.
Yes, but isn't all fiction lies? I wrote fiction, and people thought it was real.
Tom McMaster.